stray sometimes. Not to say that she's not aware of this. She is. We have somewhat an open relationship in that area. What else? Because I am with a woman, I will say that I'm in a lesbian relationship, but that I am bisexual.
And what, as part of your identity, what would you like people to understand, as particularly lesbians, since, you know, we're doing this on this show and there's a primarily lesbian audience listening, what do you think is important about your identity in relation to a lesbian politic and something that has been problematic over the years, you know?
I guess just to say that I'm a woman and that I love other women, just as lesbians love other women. The only difference is that from time to time I enjoy sex with a man, and that I also can and do enjoy relationships with men. But that doesn't make me a bad person, nor does it mean that I'm sitting on the fence. It just means at times I prefer a woman, and that there'll be times that I'll, you know, enjoy a man.
Katrina?
Why do I call myself bisexual? I think basically because I find attractions to both men and women. And I think it would be very dishonest of me to, maybe for political reasons or because of who I hang out with, to deny one or the other. And I think one of the important things that I'd like people to realize about bisexuals, I'd like, just first of all, to be more tolerance, both, I mean, because I've encountered intolerance both in the gay community, gay and lesbian community, and in among heterosexual friends. And I have to admit that I'm a bit more dismayed when I meet it in the gay and lesbian community, because I think for a group of people that are sexually oppressed or oppressed because of their sexual orientation, that to inflict that kind of intolerance on others with a minor, you know, an unacknowledged sexual identity or an oppressed sexual identity is a bit hypocritical. But and I also don't want to be considered. I've had people consider me as a bisexual to be sort of a undermining feminist movement or the lesbian movement or whatever. And I don't think it necessarily has to be that way either, that you're discredited politically because of who you sleep with. I don't agree with that at all.
What forms does biphobia take in the gay and lesbian community, in your experience?
Well, for me, I haven't actually encountered, like, outright hostility. But I've had friends who have, for example, had friends in the lesbian community, and they've been seeing men. This one woman I knew had been seeing a man for like a year or so, and none of her friends knew, because she was afraid of what would happen if they knew. And it was sort of, she was leading a double life, where for years and years people thought she was a dyke, but she was actually seeing a man. And she was just afraid to encounter, like, afraid to what they would, that they would judge her.
Mm-hmm. Trish, how do you experience intolerance, especially, specifically in the gay and lesbian community?
I suppose to say that with the friends that I may have, I'd say the majority of them. I guess, no, I couldn't even say that. I guess I have an equal amount of bi friends and gay or lesbian friends. I guess the biphobia basically comes in, why is it that I have to be with a man? Why am I not happy enough with just a woman? You know, and to the extent sometimes is, you know, why are you sitting on the fence? And also, if I am dating a woman, don't you know that you could really hurt her or you could really fuck her up? You know, excuse the language, but, you know, because you do date or you do want to be with a man from time to time.
Mm-hmm. So part of this really is still about, to my mind, a major insecurity in a lot of us as a different sexual orientation, say, you know. So I guess, the thing is, I guess this has been discussed for, well, how long? I mean, as an issue, 2, 3, 4 years, something like that. I mean, do you think, is there dialogue happening? I mean, are we starting to understand each other? You know what I mean? Is it?
Well, I think, for example, including bisexuals on the banner for diversité was a good thing. Just as long as that is not more than just a banner and it encompasses a whole attitude towards bisexuals.
often, well, yeah, yeah, I see your point. I see your point. But that's a little bit harder to ascertain, I suppose. I mean, it's fairly significant. Lesbians, Gays, Bisexuals of McGill. Mm-hmm. That's fairly recent. Mm-hmm. The Concordia Queer Collective, that's 2 years. I suppose it used to be the Gay and Lesbian something or another at Concordia, was it? And then it was the Queer Collective, which was meant to be more encompassing. So I guess somewhere somebody decides, or a group of people decide, that they will in fact include bisexuals on the banner. That may not necessarily translate
to tolerance in the community.
Yeah, but I guess at least at a superficial level, there's some acknowledgement of the need for it. The tolerance thing, in terms of an attitude and a change in the way people think, is always a little bit slower. And I think that's evidenced in the laws that we have, too, that maybe sometimes seem okay, but we're not just talking about changing laws in terms of gay, lesbian, and bisexual rights. It is about the way people think and attitudes, and that just takes a whole lot longer. And I don't think it's any great surprise that it's that way in the gay and lesbian community. You know, we're not that different in that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're still people and dealing with other things, perhaps, and so I guess the bisexual debate touches on a lot of nerves for, you know, lesbians, gays, and bisexuals, because everybody's trying to forge some kind of identity. And I'd like to know a bit from both of you about you know, earlier experiences, like the coming out process. How confusing? How was that?
Well, I think I'm still coming out and coming out and coming out and
coming out all over the place.
Experiences. Well, I don't know if I want to, like, you know, gab about my private life or anything like that. But
you know, kind of a your perspective on the topic. Well, whatever you want to divulge, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I think I wonder, like, how much part of my coming out as bisexual was also had to do with my involvement in the feminist movement and knowing and having that open space to really explore my desire for women. And I don't know. I don't know if I could talk more about that than that. I don't know if Trish, you want to say something?
Mm-hmm. Go on, Trish.
I guess the difference with me is that I wouldn't say that it was political. I think to start off with, I started experimenting with a good friend of mine when I was 13 and 14, and it was basically just sleeping over each other's houses and sleeping in the same bed and just kind of fooling around. And I realized I was enjoying it, and I hope she was too. And I guess from there, I've always been open sexually, so I think for quite a few years after that, I was with men. And then when I went out to Europe, I started experimenting and having relationships with women again and realizing that it is a part of me and that it wasn't a phase and that it wasn't just something that I, you know, wanted to enjoy from time to time, that it's something I'm serious in.
Mm-hmm.
To a point now that I'm in a wonderful relationship with a woman, and it's been almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important to realize it's not just a phase that you're going through, too, because I know several women have sort of taken on bisexual identity and then eventually become just lesbians, and they consider that a phase. But I mean, I think it's different for everybody, and for me it's not. I think I really feel that I do have strong sexual feelings towards both men and women, and I don't want to say never, because I will never sleep with a man, because I know that that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's an important point. There's you know, people have, everybody's got a different process, really. And I think it's fairly clear that a lot of people do go through a bisexual, quote, stage at some point in the development. I mean, for myself, too, that was part of it. I was far too frightened to use the word lesbian, so bisexual was just a little bit easier in terms of addressing it to myself and to anybody else who might ask. You know, it seemed a little bit less, fixed
maybe,
somehow. Yeah, something like that. But, you know, over time, I realized that actually, no, I'm not a bisexual. But so I understand that sometimes that can be part of the process. So I understand where people are coming from when they say that. But at the same time, to say that it is a process for everybody is equally absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, why would it be the same for everybody? When clearly, you know, with the two of you here, it's obviously something that you've given a lot of thought to. and I mean, the process goes on, but I think to acknowledge that you're attracted to both men and women, and then to, you know, be fairly firm about that, I guess there must be something empowering about that finally, you know, to get to, to come to some, I don't know, decision, is that the right word? But
I think so. I think, like, coming out or identifying yourself as bisexual sort of puts firmly in your mind that you're not just a confused person, you don't know, you know, I think the tendency to see it's a pretty prevalent tendency to see bisexual people as just very confused, very, you know, unsure, and therefore very unstable people. And I don't think that's true. And, you know, I don't know about how people, like, people have different attitudes, for example, about monogamy and stuff like that. And I think bisexual people can be just as monogamous as anyone else, you know, or just as not, you know.
Again, it's one of those absurd things that, you know, why wouldn't you? You know, and then, you know, there are some who say, of course, that bisexuality must be surely an ideal because it opens up the entire population, you know, men and women.
Yeah, I think that's another misconception.
Is that
like anything that moves? Actually, there's a
well,
a
yeah.
There is actually a bi support magazine out of California called Anything That Moves, and plays on that stereotype too.
Right.
Yeah, just oversexed, completely oversexed people, which
right.
is not true at all either.
Yeah. Again, you know, why would it be? Mm-hmm. Do either you two belong to a group? Just out of curiosity.
I have been to Bi the Way meetings, though I don't, you know, I guess continually go to them every week. From time to time I have gone. I guess I feel that I don't need to, or that maybe the group doesn't satisfy my needs. And because I am in a relationship with a woman right now, and we openly discuss, you know, bisexuality with ourselves and with our friends, that we have, I guess, our own support group that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I feel the same way as you do, Trish, because I have several bi friends, and I find that I get enough support from them and a place to talk out issues and stuff like that. So I haven't ever gone to Bi the Way.
How do you two feel in... Well, generally, in terms of the lesbian and gay community, let's say, for example, it's something like Diversité. Did either of you attend that
this
summer? And did you feel included? Did you feel part of it?
Yeah, I think so. But I think in such a large group, like your sexuality doesn't become an issue. But, I mean, it wasn't like I had bisexual stamped on my forehead
no.
and therefore got reactions and stuff like that. I had a great time at
Diversité. Yeah, that's what I mean, really, for you. I mean, you know, you feeling
Yeah, I definitely felt, like, very included and very, you know, a part of the festivities, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you attend, Trish?
Unfortunately, I didn't.
Ah.
I believe I was out of town during that time.
So would you have, is the question, eh?
Yes.
I wonder.
But, see, the thing would be, too, I think, you know, in terms of if I was there, I don't think people would have thought that I was bisexual exactly to the point that would I have something stamped or would I have a shirt on? And if I did, you know, what would the reaction be? I don't know. I could feel like a part of everyone, or there might be some women or some men that would look at me differently for the fact that I am describing myself or, you know, stamping myself as bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess the idea is, do you feel queer? And I definitely feel
yeah.
queer. You know, I feel that, for me anyway, that queer can encompass a whole attitude about how you interact with others and your political stance and stuff like that. And I don't think it has to be narrowed down to, you know, who you're sleeping with at the moment. And so, I mean, I feel sometimes disappointed when I am discredited politically or however as being not good enough or whatever, because I am working for these issues along with gays and lesbians and other people interested in moving things and making breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Actually, that was going to be my next question, was how you felt about the word queer.
I like the word queer.
Yeah. Trish?
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there some other term or word that you've come across that also addresses?
I think, actually, I prefer queer even to bisexual.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's catchier. Or something. Well, I think we actually have to go to musical break, and then we've got the other set coming in. So I'd like to thank you both.
Thanks.
For
thank
coming
you.
In. And... I hope. Well, I expect we'll do this with some frequency, you know, and trying to keep each other updated and that kind of thing. Thanks again.
Thank you.
She got girls. Girls. But she can't make up her mind. I'm just how to fill her time. But the only way she can unwind.
We're back, and now we have Angela.
Hi.
And Carolyn, who are two other bisexual girls. And, yeah. So, why don't you tell us a little more, like, personally about your progression, or just whether you've always considered yourself bisexual, or and how also you label yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I've always considered myself bisexual ever since, I don't know, I couldn't give an age. I guess since I was a kid, I've always kind of been attracted to both men and women. But I guess when you're attracted to another girl, when you're a girl, it's labeled as like a school, a friendly crush or whatever. But I've always considered myself bisexual, and I guess I make that distinction because I am attracted to both men and women. But people always ask me if it's exactly the same, but it's not. I mean, I think I'm more attracted to women, and I'm more lesbian identified than anything else.
Yeah, I'm a lot more attracted to women than I am to men, but I still consider myself bi because I am sometimes attracted to men, and I do, like, I will find a man attractive, but mostly, you know, I'm going, oh wow, check her out, and blah blah blah, and going, I hang out more also in the gay community and so forth. And when I was about 14 or 15, I noticed how attracted I was to a friend of mine, and it was very scary, and I'd just tell my friend sometimes, like, I know, talking late on the phone or something, and I'd say, well, you know, I'm attracted to women, and it'd go right over, like, people's heads, right, like your friends, you know, your teenager, and it'd go right over their head. But then when I finally came out and said I'm bi, well, then people kind of freaked out, like my friends knew, but they knew all those years that I was attracted to women, because I'd say some stuff or whatever, and it's only when I put a title on it that people really, I really got a reaction. And also, I was at some point when I was about 17, I guess, 16 or 17, I was like, well, I'm just not attracted to men. I was sure that I was, like, gay, and I needed to talk about it and so forth. So I called the gay line to get a man on the phone. And he's the one who, you know, I asked for, like, dyke groups, lesbian groups, lesbian support groups. And at the end, he said, well, you know, there's a bisexual women's group, too. I said, oh, I don't need that. I don't need that, you know. And then he's like, no, just write it down, you know. I mean, you might call them or you might want to call them. And all the other groups at that time when I called, he says, well, they're a lot older, you know, maybe, you know, they're younger, you know. So that's when I called By the Way, and I started getting involved with By the Way, because it was younger women who were bi. And I remember my first meeting, this woman said, well, you know, I think everybody's bi. And I started laughing, because I'm like, me too. And that's when, you know, I started feeling more comfortable, and when I started identifying really as bi.
Yeah, I think there are a lot more bisexual people out there than we realize, and I think, yeah, if it's the same issue, a similar issue of just coming out, right? Coming out as bisexual, then that many more people will be able to, like, feel comfortable if they are attracted to men and women, because it's just the same as straight, you know, people who are attracted to the same sex, but they feel, you know, confined, and it's the same as, you know, a lesbian or a fag who, you know, can't admit their attraction to the opposite sex.
There's really, like, a large force to choose. Like, I remember when I was, like, I guess 15, and I really told a gay male friend of mine how attracted I was to this other friend of mine. He said, look, Carolyn, are you attracted to men? I'm like, well, yeah, sometimes. I was going out with a boy at that time. And he's like, well, listen, you know, if you can just, like, go out with men, just do that. It's a lot easier. He goes, if you can make that kind of a choice, just do it. And I was like, what the hell is he saying here, right? So I felt even more secluded, you know, because I couldn't talk to him about it. And then when I started, you know, because that I like women a lot more, like, I get a lot of pressure. Well, why don't you just call yourself a dyke, you know, or identify as lesbian if you're much more into women? I'm just like,
it's,
well,
like,
listen.
There's something that we have to respect, like freedom of choice. And, yeah.
And also, like, the nature of desire, I guess. I mean, a lot of people, I find a lot of lesbians say that they would fuck men, but only gay men. yeah. not straight men. And so I really don't understand what that, how they can make that distinction or that regulation or whatever.
Well, maybe it's just, I mean, they're attracted to, like a gay
I don't think
aesthetic,
that's it.
You know?
I don't think that's it, because the people who were talking to you, they said they were into long hair on men, and that's not really... I tend to think it's more like... it's like, well, if you're fucking a gay guy, then you're still part of the gay community or something. Your heart's still with the gay community. I don't know.
Oh,
weird. I can't figure my way, put my head around that. I don't understand what they're.
No, I think there's something very taboo as well about that, and so that makes it even more exciting. But I mean, I've always been attracted to fags.
Oh, okay.
So you're like talking about me here. So I'm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but you know, when I was a fag hag, that was my thing, and then I came out as a dyke. So, you know, it's kind of strange. Mm. How do you girls deal with just the actual like having sex with a boy and then telling your lesbian friends about it? Like, what kind of reactions do you get?
You don't tell them. You don't want to tell them, right? Like, if I'm interested in a man, I'm just not going to say anything about it. I'm just kind of like, oh, my God, well, maybe I'll be, you know, maybe some girl will hit on me one night and I can forget about this guy or something, because I just don't want to mention it.
Don't you wish you could mention it, though?
Yes, but you're not going to get a positive reaction out of it, you know? And it mostly when, like for me personally, I'm looking for, like, a real relationship with a woman and so forth. And if I am attracted to a man, I'm just going to go, oh, well, whatever, you know, he's good looking or whatever. I'm not going to really acknowledge it. And also, like, within my friends, I'd feel really out of it. And what are you going to do, right? You're going to bring him to, like, you know, to gay bars to be with your friends and with your boyfriend? Or you're just not going to do that. And I feel guilty when I'm attracted to a man.
Well, I think I recently had a fling with a man, and I told everyone, like, all my gay friends. And it shouldn't have come as a surprise to any of them, because I'm, you know, that's the first thing I say to anyone, that I'm bi, and love me or leave me, I guess. I can't hide that, you know, and I never would. I would feel very, I guess the person before said, very dishonest. And I'm the same way with, like, I'm in a program with a lot of straight men, like very heterosexual men. And I tell them that I'm, well, they usually assume I'm gay or lesbian, but I always tell them that I'm bi. And I don't think I could deal with, like, hiding that part of myself right now. I'm not at a stage where I can do that anymore.
What I noticed about straight men, when you tell them that you're bi, if they're attracted to you, they just hear, oh, she's a dyke, because they're attracted to you. And when you're saying, well, listen, you know, I'm really into having a relationship with a woman right now, not interested in getting involved, they look at it as, oh, you know, she's just a dyke. You know, like, she's rejecting me, therefore she is a dyke, not she is bi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a problem I've had with men.
Yeah, I think that coming out as bi is really difficult because, yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of lesbians who would say, well, you know, I just feel that lesbians have worked very hard for what we have now, and I don't want the bisexuals to just, like, become joiners, you know, join on to what, you know, we've already done. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very scary attitude, but perhaps at this moment, like, for instance, with By the Way, you know, bisexual girls can get together and have, you know, their own group, and it can be, like, a solidarity group rather than this, you know, being part of some, you know, abstract
mainstream
lesbian community.
Yeah.
Or, like, I think it's a good tactic just until, you know, lesbian biphobia becomes less of a problem. I don't know.
I think when I came out through By the Way, I guess, and so it made things a lot easier for me because all of the friends that I made through there were bisexual women, and it was very, very cohesive, and there wasn't the same arguments. But now that I've moved, like, beyond that group, I'm no longer part of it, I've run up against a lot more kind of, not like serious outright biphobia, but more just a lot of unsaid things and kind of a nasty comment here and there about men. And, you know, I don't know, I guess I find certain groups more not able to deal with bisexuality. I joined another group recently, a mainstream gay lesbian group, and that's based within an ethnic community, I guess you could say. And their first reaction to bisexuality was that maybe they should form their own group.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe transgender people should form their own group. And I wasn't at that meeting. I showed up to the next one, and he had said, well, you know, I talked to a lot of other people that run community groups or gay lesbian groups, whatever. And they said that, you know, maybe we should be more conciliatory, whatever. We're not going to change the name, but we're going to, you're more than welcome, and we can talk about bi issues. And we talked about bi issues, but he made this comment on the end of it. saying that, but really I don't think bisexuals are a part of our community. And like, I've been to like marches like every, you know, every single year. I've worked for the film festival, I've done this, I've done that. And you know, here's this person who I've never seen anywhere doing anything except for this group telling me that I'm not part of the community. And it was just, it was very sad. And I kind of, I don't think that that opinion is like unique to him. I mean, he said he talked to other people that are in groups, and that's what they came up with.
Oh yeah, I've heard the same thing. Yeah.
Just, I couldn't believe that they would say that.
And
you
it's
know?
So scary because, you know, inclusivity is so important.
Yeah.
And I mean, they don't know you. But I suppose, I mean, it's not any harder. I think it's just as hard to come out as lesbian as it is to come out as bi. Because mm-hmm. coming out as lesbian means that people are going to have certain connotations of, like, in their head about you. And the same with coming out as bi. You know, they're going to be thinking, you know, different things, but it's still a problem.
Well, know? People say that bi, it's easier to come out as bi because we can, what's the word, assimilate? We can, you know, when things get too tough, we can always grab onto our boyfriends and hide behind them or mm-hmm. something like that. And it's not true. I mean, I think it's harder to find a group of people that'll support you than it. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be making value judgments comparing two groups of people. It's not fair, so.
But I think a dangerous thing is that we'll be, different groups will be comparing their oppression. Like, I'm more oppressed than you are.
Yeah.
And I think that lesbians are very defensive about that. And they'll say, bisexuals think they have it so hard. You know, they're saying to us, like, oh, yeah, we're more oppressed than you are. But are they saying, well, no, actually, lesbians are more oppressed than bisexuals are?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, you're oppressed, and it's just coming from different sources, really. And I mean, and I think that we have to join on our common issues, and our separate issues, definitely join on those with other people, you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so anyway, maybe we'll, Carolyn, you want to tell us about By the Way?
Okay. By the Way is a women's only support group for women who think they, you know, whatever. It's like, it's just for people who are attracted to men and to women or at one point of their life. Like, we also have, like, lesbian women that, you know, they've had relationships with men, or like they sometimes are attracted to men or whatever, but they still identify as lesbian, that come to the group. And we don't necessarily just talk about women or just talk about men. We just talk about relationships in general, and just really open. And people are a little younger than some of the other groups that, like, I'd called and so forth. So I thought that was good. And there's no politics, like real politics involved. It's really, you know, how you feel, and we just don't care about politics.
Well, I think you guys care about politics, but not in such a...
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know.
Act up sort of way.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's good if you're talking about, like, personal development kind of thing.
Yeah, we respect everybody's opinion, you know. It's like you don't have to conform to any one way of thought.
That's great. And so how did people get in contact with, By the Way?
You could just call me, actually. I'm the contact person at 521-1316, and I could give you any kind of information that you want to know. And we announce our topics and our meeting place a couple days before, and it's Fridays at 8.
Great. Thanks, Angela. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks,
excellent to have you.
She's been there. God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman. She knows how to dish it out